to Hari Hill, the altar of God, the city where David dwelt. Add ye here to here, let them have holidays. Yet I will distress Hari Hill, and there shall be anguish and sorrow, and it shall be to me an altar of God. And I will camp against thee round about, and lay siege against thee with a mount. I will raise forts against thee, and thou shalt be brought down, and shalt speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as of one that has an evil spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. The multitude of thine apostates shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the powerful as the chaff that passeth away. Yea, it shall be at an instant, suddenly. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and earthquake, and great noise with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. Multitude of all the nations that fight against the altar of God, even all that fight against her and her towers, all that distress her shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams, and behold, he eats, but he awakes, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreams, and behold, he drinks, but he awakes, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. Stand paralyzed with fear. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord has poured upon you the spirit of stupefaction, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets, the rulers, the seals hath he filled, and the whole vision is become to you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that has learned, saying, read this, please. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, please. And he saith, I am not learned. For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the teachings of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise shall perish, and the understanding of their prudence shall be hid. Woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us? Surely a turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest? In that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the Awesome One is ceased, the boaster is consumed. All that watch in vain are cut off. make a man sin for a word, and lay a snare for him that rebuketh in the gate, that turn aside the just one for a thing of naught. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale, but when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him they will sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also, the erred in spirits, shall come to understanding, and they